Yoma, Perk Base, Mishnah Base. Maase, it once happened, Shahayu Shneim Shavin V'ratzen V'olim B'Kevesh. It once happened that there were two Kohanim who raced to the top of the ramp in order to decide who would be the one to do the Truma Sedeshin, and it was a tie. They got to the top equally. V'dachaf Echad Mehen Es Chavero. And one of the Kohanim pushed the other Kohen off of the edge of the ramp. V'nafu V'nishbar Raglo. And he fell, and he broke his leg. You'll recall that the top of the ramp leading up to the altar was 9 amos above the ground, something like 4.5 meters, 15 feet, something like that. So this fellow, when he fell, he broke his leg. V'kevin Shiro Vezdin, once the Sanhedrin saw Shabbat L'day Sakana, that this method of determining who gets to do the Truma Sedeshin by having a race to the top of the ramp brings the possibility of risk to life and limb, Hiskinu Shlo Yu Tarmin Es HaMizbeach Ela B'Fayas. They made a takana. They said, we're no longer doing this racing technique. Instead, just as we have other paisos, like lotteries, to determine who will be the one that does various different avodos tasks in the Beis HaMikdash, we'll also have a separate pais, a lottery, for the determination of who gets to do the Truma Sedeshin. Arba paisos hayosham, and therefore there were a total of 4 lotteries, if you will, that occurred every morning in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we're not talking about Yom Kippur again, we're talking about every day of the Beis HaMikdash, to determine who would do which avodos, as we'll explain in the next couple of Mishnayos. Vezeh HaPayas HaRishon. And the first of the 4 lotteries to be conducted was the lottery to determine who would be the Kohen who would do the Truma Sedeshin.